Well, it's 4:56 South African time. It's a beautiful, mashallah, Saturday morning on our program, As-Safina to Ilal Jan, especially when our beloved senior, respected, honorable Fadilatul Ustad is with us this morning on the Q&A. Well, today is the 27th of Safar, Ustad, 1444. Let's welcome our beloved senior, respected Fadilatul Ustad to the program, Ustad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 27th of Safar 1444. Insha'Allah al-Aziz, Monday evening. After Maghrib, after sunset, we will scan the sky and see and look for the new moon of Rabi'ul Awwal. Once the crescent is sighted, then Monday night, Tuesday will be the first of Rabi'ul Awwal. And if it's not sighted, then Wednesday will be the first, inshallah al-Aziz. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, we focus on Suratul Hajj, chapter 22 and verse 78. Inshallah al-Aziz, we complete the surah, the chapter, and the juz, and we end the 17th part of the noble Quran. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala informs us and commands us, وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِ. You must strive in the path of Almighty Allah as you ought to strive. This word jihad, today the Western media and the politicians and governments have hijacked it, and they say the Muslims are terrorists and jihadists and so forth. So let me give you an easy example so you will understand. You have a holding company, ABC, and then that ABC has many subsidiaries. So that is jihad in Islam. Now what I'm doing currently, so what we are doing here is jihad. To teach the Ummah, to teach Muslims and non-Muslims, to remind the Muslims what our responsibilities are, to teach the non-Muslims what is true Islam without being apologetic and without compromising. So remember that jihad, you invite people towards Islam, is jihad. You do tafsir and commentary of Quran, is jihad. You go and pray for salat and namaz and prayer, so that is jihad. So everything is jihad. And one component of it will be to fight the enemy, whether it be in the rogue regime of Israel or whether it be anywhere else where the Muslims are oppressed. So that is what we are standing for, and we don't apologize to anybody for that. وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِ هُوَجْتَبَاكُمْ. He, Almighty Allah, selected you, O Muslims. وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجْ. And He, Almighty Allah, has not made difficulty for you in your religion. Therefore, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Ad-deenu yusrun." To practice on Islam is easy. Everything is the natural way in Islam. But people today, they want to make it difficult. Millata abikum Ibrahim. You, the students, write this note down. Very interesting. You see the word deen, you will say deenullah, deenullah, the religion of Almighty Allah. Mal farku bayna deen wal milla. The question is, what is the difference between deen and milla? So you can't use the word millatullah. So milla you will attribute to prophets and messengers. So remember the difference. Deen, that you attribute to Almighty Allah. And milla, to the messengers and prophets of Almighty Allah. They will explain the details to the people where they are sent to and so forth. And Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was commanded, fattabi'u millata Ibrahim hanifa, follow the religion and the culture and so forth of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, Prophet Abraham, peace be upon him. Millata abikum, so the religion of your spiritual father. He is the father of Abul Anbiya. Majority of the prophets, messengers came from his progeny, Prophet Abraham, peace be upon him. His nami ismigra, his honorable name is mentioned 69 times in the Noble Quran. Chapter 14 is dedicated to him. Huwa sammakum al-muslimin. He, Almighty Allah, selected your name and gave you the name Muslim. Muslim, Islam, means one who submits and surrenders to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, to the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, willingly, lovingly and sincerely. Min qablu, before, in the previous books and scriptures, wa fi hadha, and in this Quran Sharif, liyakuna rasulu shahidan alaykum, so that you, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, will bear testimony against them, for them and against them. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will bear testimony against us if we continue with the vices and sins. Allah protect us. So therefore say, Allahumma arzuqna shafa'at an-nabiyyi al-mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yawm al-qiyamah. Ya Allah jalla wa ala, let the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, intercede for us on the day of justice, on the day of judgment. And you, the ummah, that's me and you, who died with iman and Islam, wa takunu shuhada'a ala nas, you will bear testimony and you will be the witness against the people of the previous nations. They will object, but you were not there. We will say, our Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us that Prophet Noah, peace be upon him, conveyed the message to his people. Moses, peace be upon him, conveyed the message. Jesus, peace be upon him, conveyed the message. All the previous prophets and messengers, they did, they fulfilled their function and duty. So what must you do? فَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ, establish the salah. You read your salat and prayer on time and make others do the same. وَآتُ الزَّكَاةِ, pay your mandatory charity, compulsory charity, 2.5%. And if we do so for the love and pleasure of Allah, there will never be nuksan, no decrease. It will always increase. وَمَا آتَيْتُم مِّن زَكَاةٍ تُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ المضعفون, that when you give out your zakat solely only for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah, then it will be multiplied many, many fold. Surah 30, chapter 30, Surah Rum, and verse number 39, you can refer to that as well. Wa'atu zakah, so pay that to the poor Muslims, and your voluntary charity, sadaqah, Muslim, non-Muslim. وَعَتَصِمُوا بِاللَّهِ, hold on firmly to the teachings of Almighty Allah. هُوَ مَوْلَاكُمْ, he is your protector. فَنِعْمَ الْمَوْلَى وَنِعْمَ النَّصِيرُ, Almighty Allah is the best protector, and he, Almighty Allah, is the best helper. In Heidelberg, when we were very, very young, you know, we were becoming Hafiz and memorizing the Noble Quran, all with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah. So I completed by my Honorable Ustad, Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia, Hafizahullah, in 1970, and I was not even mature and baligh, didn't attain the age of puberty. So we used to sit the students and say, which is your favorite verse, which is your favorite verse. None of us knew Arabic, obviously. So I would say, فَنِعْمَ الْمَوْلَى وَنِعْمَ النَّصِيرُ, Subhanallah. Afterwards, I came to realize what a powerful sentence meaning it has, that, Ya Allah, you are the best of the best protector. You are the best of the best helper. When you want the help of Allah, always read, فَنِئْمَ الْمَوْلَىٰ وَنِئْمَ النَّصِيرُ. So today we complete and conclude the surah and chapter and juice. Allah Jalla Wala accept it. Let's take you for a trot, for a journey throughout the world and give you the latest news. UK, United Kingdom. Now you see Truss. She is the new Prime Minister of Britain now, so she met Lapid, the war criminal of Israel, and she said, you know what, we also mulling and thinking of transferring our embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. These are the haramis. If you don't know what harami means, you must remember that it means a B with a capital B. Go study what Mr. Balfour did. He took somebody else's land, which didn't belong to him, and he gave it to a third party, which didn't belong to them, and the second party were not consulted. So he, the haramis of Britain at that time, they took the land of Palestine without consulting the Palestinians, gave it over to the Jutlas and the Zionists and the apartheid regime, and go study what these thugs and terrorists did before 1948, the Haganah gang and the Stern gang, and how they massacred the Palestinians, and from 1948 till now, how they are stealing and occupying the land of the Palestinians. And then Lapid got the audacity to fool the world. We want the two-state solution. Go and say that to the animals in Kruger Park. Lapid, you war criminal. So remember these type of things. Every prime minister of Israel is a war criminal and a terrorist because they stole the land of the Palestinians and occupying it. Occupation is terrorism. What you blaming Russia for? Every crime Russia is committing, you committed it for the past 70 years. Then see now humiliation upon them. Humiliation for Priti Patel and Sunak and all of them, big supporters of the BJP in India. They are marginalized and kicked out. So now you see the new finance minister came and he gave his policy, and now the pound dropped against the dollar, the worst in the past 37 years. So that is how all metal punishes UK. America don't speak, you must remember. They're heading for disaster. They want to now indict Trump and so forth. So now the Republicans are going to jump, and they got the Saudi support, if you know the real politics, finances. And then remember the Democrats, Biden says, no, you know this, veto is not 100% right. When does he say that? After they vetoed the United Nations resolutions on 80 different occasions, and majority of the time to save the skin of Israel. These are the haramis. We must understand these things here. So now, you see, Turkey said, Erdogan addressed the United Nations and said, this whole veto thing must be scrapped. You can't come and tell us now that because one country vetoes, so now we all must just abide by it and so forth. So they can't do anything, because anything they will say now. So Putin is holding all the trump cards. But you are the ones who went against the United Nations resolution and murdered 1 million people in Iraq. So what are you talking about war crimes? And the biggest war criminals are Israel and America and Britain. So remember, this is all on the table. So we can't be fooling people both ways, you know. So we have to expose them and name them and shame them. Then we come to Iran. Iran doesn't know what to do. Let me be clear on this issue. Those of you who are sympathetic supporters of Iran, Iran is an Iranian revolution. It got nothing to do with Islam. Shias are kuffar. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu cursed them. They murdered Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an, and it's in their own books. Remember, if you know Arabic, go read Irshad by Sheikh Mufid. Go read Ihtijaj judged by Tabarasi. All this, I challenge any Shia to disprove me and debunk what I am saying from your own books. So Shia is a kuffar. Khomeini is out of the fall of Islam. So this is the punishment, remember, they're receiving now. Their own people standing up against them. And you know, in the Iranian constitution, it states that the president must be a Shia. So much for you Sunnis who are gullible and think Sunnis and Shias can become brothers and so forth. There are three countries where Muslims are treated as second class, third class citizens. One, Israel, occupied Palestine, the apartheid terrorist regime. Second, India, remember that. You can see what they are doing with the Muslims in Kashmir, in Bihar, in Assam and so forth. And third one, the Sunni Muslims are treated as second, third class citizens. You can't even keep the name Aisha in some parts of Iran. So remember that. Show me how many Sunni ministers you have and so forth. So don't come and tell us stories and so forth. You're 100% kuffar. Then we come to our beloved country, South Africa. South Africa is a nightmare. Every day you read something, you will just laugh. I give you three quick stories. Number one. Yesterday I went here to the supermarket. So in my habit, whenever I go, I just look at the headlines. Mm-hmm. So yesterday the citizen carried the headlines. The Minister of Energy says, for what you complaining and all that, South Africa? It's a global phenomenon, load shedding and so forth and so on. Minister, I think you are suffering from selective amnesia. The world only got, you must remember, global, that load shedding and blackout now, after the invasion of Russia in February. We got load shedding for 15 years. So who's to blame if you're not to blame for all this? The incompetence of, remember, the ANC and its ministers. Let us be honest about this issue. What did the non-white, to use the term in apartheid, the African, the black, the Indian, and the colored benefit? Everybody is suffering. Remember that. The white man was enjoying under apartheid. They also suffering. So that's one. Then you see, lot of things happen. They say it's true, not true. Allah alone knows. Therefore, we say alleged. Now, the Minister of Finance, they say he was busy fondling somebody. So whether it's true, not true, only Almighty Allah knows. But the media is full of that. And then the big chief don't want to speak. That, remember, under the matras. That is our Indian tactic. You understand? If you want to study Indian history, then this is one thing you will find. Under the matras. Matras is Afrikaans, you see. So under the mattress, you will find all the dollars. So there you found all the dollars in Pala Pala. That is South Africa, a joke of a country, banana republic, and remember, there's a failed state. Cry, O South African, only Allah help us.
Ameen, 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 thumma ameen. Pala, pala, Ustad. Ustad, of course, Sister Ranel. She says, Johannesburg proof caught on camera, helicopter spraying the people with poison. You heard of this, Sister Ranel, Ustad?
I sent, Sister, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, I sent it to our news team, and they say it's very active there in Natal and Durban area. And remember, they got a special name for it, starting with a R, you know. And I forgot to tell you, Ranel, for you especially, because you are a top shot journalist, write all this down. So yesterday we sent out worldwide, we let it go viral. For us Muslims, we say that the Queen is in hell. Okay, so I want you to visit all our websites. My personal website is Mufti, MUFTIAKHOOSEN. So .net, Mufti AK Hussein .net. Then our Markaz Sahaba, MARKAZSAHABA.com. MARKAZSAHABA. So .com. So that is the second one. And the third one is Darul Iman. DARULEMAAN.com. So Darul Iman, one word, DARULEMAAN.com. These are our three websites. You visit it and you will find a wealth of information there. Yes, we know about it and we sent it to our news team also.
I see, Bob, he says, did you see the clip? that transpired in Durban, Simplex Radio, Brickfield Road, over Port Durban yesterday, Ustad.
Yes, I sent it to our staff also, so that all of us, I just told you just now, from the top when you got stealing and so forth, corruption and criminal activity, then what do you say? Who is responsible? Do you see where our rent is now? It's almost going to touch 18 rand, so you must remember per dollar. So remember that petrol price will increase, food price will increase. What is the poor Joe going to do? I'm asking you. You tell me. You are sitting pretty there and in your comfort zone on your laurels thinking of Hardy, and then some of you might even go for an increase in wages and so forth. Remember, incompetent, hopeless, useless politicians, majority of the ministers, in my opinion, should be fired for incompetence. So that is what we are seeing here, that a total disaster it is.
Somebody says that my question to you, Ustad, is why are most politicians so corrupted, Ustad?
I just gave you the answer now. And remember, for all of us, Allah make easy for Simplex and all of them. So Allah, Jalla Wala, protect us. Always read. Always read Surah 12, verse 64. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is our only protector and the best protector, and He, Almighty Allah, alone is the most merciful one to show mercy. See, I came from upstairs to downstairs. So what I did? Three phrases. Bismillah. Tawakkaltu ala Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Bismillah, in the name of Almighty Allah. Tawakkaltu ala Allah, I place my trust solely, only, exclusively on Allah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There is no might to take us towards good deeds. There is no power to take us towards, to prevent us from the evil and vices, except Almighty Allah. And remember that four things will happen, the hadith in Tirmidhi. Hudita, and that is, you'll be guided. Wakufita, and remember that you will, whatever your needs are, will be taken care of. Wawukita, divine protection for you. Watanaha anhu shaitan, and remember that, that the shaitan, the Satan, will take flight from you. The hadith in Tirmidhi. So you, my brother, you ask why this corruption, why this criminality, why will continue. So you see, they are not there for the people. We say they are public servants, but they are stealing from us left, right and center. So any person can see that. So you must remember this. Take today, today. So what you say today is, so you must remember, is 24th of September 2022, Heritage Day. So if you ask me as a Muslim, what is our heritage? We say the Quran Sharif, the Noble Quran, the Sunnah Mubarakah, and the teaching of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. The greatest people after the prophets and messengers, peace be upon them, are the Sahaba, the beloved companions and students of the Master, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The awliyaullah, the pious, pious servants of Allah. If you ask the apartheid regime, what is your heritage and legacy and so forth? So they will say white is right and everybody else is second class, third class. Yeah. So if you ask ANC, what is your heritage? So I'll tell you what is your heritage. Corruption, criminality, crookery, cater deployment and potholes. And then the Muslims who are bootlicking. Listen carefully to what I'm saying and send it out to the whole world. We will send you the podcast. Remember, there's the bootlickers, the people who closed our mosque and masajid, and they went to court. The same doctors and same scholars are responsible. Unprecedented in human history that people go to court. You must remember to close the houses of Allah. Then today they want to play as they the good guys and say, no, for Muslims you close the mosque and the masajid, and now you tell the non-Muslims, come visit our mosque. mosque, who are you fooling? Lahum fi dunya khizyu wa lahum fil akhirati azabun azim. Surah chapter 2 verse 114. All these bootlickers of ANC, hang your heads in shame. Remember that. That is our message to you. For them is everlasting disgrace, Quran says, in this world and in the year after, a horrible, terrible punishment. Surah 2 verse 114.
I've got Simon Ustad. He says, I really like your show. It's quite interesting. I sing in our church choir. I've been listening to some of your songs that have a great sounding tune. Can I incorporate your tunes in our choir, Ustad? Simon.
Very good. Not only incorporated, you must teach them, that you must tell them that the Muslim songs are better than our songs. So then the priest will say, but what you talking? You must ask him, priest, I got three questions for you. Oh, pastor, oh, priest, oh, predicant, you see? So in Afrikaans, you say predicant. So now he'll ask you, what's your questions? Then you must ask him that you say Jesus is Lord, but Jesus was born. So who was the Lord before Jesus was born? Second one, but you say Jesus is Lord and God. So how come he died on the cross? A God born, a God died, and then Easter time, we're celebrating Easter, and we say God is buried also. So which kind of God is that, Simon? Did you go to Simonstown in Cape Town? So, my brother, you must see that we've been to all these places. And what you see? You see that the Christians are being taken for a big, big ride. A personality, mighty personality, whose name is mentioned 25 times in a noble Quran, a mighty prophet and messenger of Almighty Allah, Isa alayhi salam, Jesus, peace be upon him. So he was born, and then according to you Christians, we reject it. So he died on the cross for your sins, and then he's buried and so forth. So which kind of God is that, my brother? So you got it, Simon? So tonight, tomorrow, you're going to meet your pastor, priest. So you must ask him in public. Then see how the body language changes. And you take our songs, meaning the Quranic verses, and you incorporate it. Very good. No problem with that. That will become a means of you entering Islam, inshallah, God willing.
Ustad, his brother says, I was a habitual gambler. I bought a house and cars and put my kids through school and secured businesses for them. I also went for Hajj with this money. All haram. How do I take everything away from my family now, Ustad?
What you must do is that all this money, 5 million, 10 million, 20 million, so you must remember that you must take that same sum and give it out in charity to the poor people. Send it to Pakistan. Speaking of Pakistan, another disgrace for Pakistan, Naseem Ashraf goes and with the NGO to Israel, and then they want to start normalizing ties and so forth. So what you expect then? So remember again, Paul, he was an ex-minister, former minister. So anyway, send it to Pakistan, send it to Palestine, send it to Syria, send it to Libya, so send it to India, Kashmir, so wherever the Muslims are suffering. So that is what you must do. So start today. Dad, yes, look at all your inventory and your portfolios. So you don't need that 5 cars. So start selling 4 cars, 3 cars, and drive a simple car. Don't try and show off. You will pay a heavy price. Remember that in this world and year after. And all that money, give it away to charity. And then all the glitter, glamour will go away. And the pride and arrogance will go away.
I've got Dr. Sab. He says, Mufti Sab, you heard, all around the world, countries will be launching a campaign to vaccinate billions of pigs, cows, goats, and sheep over a period of 9 months. Ustad, Dr. Sab.
Yes, you must remember, you're a doctor. I don't know, you're a medical doctor or you're a witch doctor, but anyway, so you must remember that. So, you see, South Africa herd mentality. We told you that the vaccines are haram. But again, you got these scholars and doctors and all of them. No, yesterday I sent out a message on all my groups and everything. There's a Dr. Barnard and so forth. So he spilled all the beans. He say we made so much money in this vaccines and so forth. It was like the biggest income we could ever make and so forth. So you can go see it on the Telegram. You can go see it on the groups and so forth. So remember this, they're trying everything. Doctor, nobody does anything without a motive. So what is the motive? What is the aim and objective? The aim and objective is white hegemony, one world order, and the reset. They couldn't get it right. Take South Africa. Where's all our vaccines? So you must remember that has to be dumped. Millions and millions of rand gone to the dogs, basically. That is what happened. So how many dogs are they going to vaccine? So how many animals? These animals will give them a good hiding also. So you must remember that. So Africa, they'll never come right, because Africans say that this is a white man's disease. You see? So that we Funalo vaccine. We don't want vaccine. Baba, go give all the white people there, because they want to rule the world and so forth. So this is the satanic order. Remember what we call Dajjal.
Listen to this one, Ustad. It's Mason here. A Russian roulette. Did this start in Russia? These are people who challenge God's will. So the African roulette is the best. We just steal everything in public and legalize it. Mason, who start?
Yes, Mason, do we agree with you? So Russia, they used to say in the height of communism, religion is the opium for people. Repeat with me, Mason, that what the communists used to say, that religion, not only Islam, Islam, Christianity, Hinduism, Christian and Judaism, they say religion is the opium of the masses. So therefore they banned all religions and murdered millions of people and so forth and so on. So that is on record. There's nothing we can do about that, and that was a fact. So thereafter, now you come to South Africa. So South Africa, they made everything permissible. So you don't have to stop at the robot now. So remember that, because you see the taxi doesn't stop and nothing happens. So it's human nature. When you see that we are the good guys, but we look stupid, you know. If we stop, then the crook comes and he wants to rob us. And the taxi guy goes free. We don't say all taxis, but you know majority of them, many of them. So therefore, the law and order is breaking down and so forth. So you can call it South African roulette, or you can call it, you must say, any roulette. So that is the truth. Remember, if we don't start speaking, then remember that this whole country will just fall apart.
I see Brother Ron is very upset this morning. He says, AK, can you believe my brother sleeps all day? I work and pay all the household expenses. We're renting a house. Can I have him evicted? Ronnie, who's that?
So what's taking you so long? You must give him a vaccine and kick him out of the house, my brother. Give Ronnie one nice there. You understand? On his buttock, one vaccine. Give him a kick and tell him, Betagant, outside. You can't come here and sleep and eat and drink and I must work. So you better go from here. You're a liability. You're not an asset. Why are you keeping him so long? Sometimes in life, you have to be cruel to be kind, my brother. Last question.
I see Rowan says, where's Joe Bostad?
So you must remember Bojo, you know what he did. So Bojo, you must remember that he's greeting all the leaders now. And one of the guys he met was Putin also. So that is how these guys they are. You must read all the news. And don't go and listen to the mass media. You must go to the alternative media and then you will get the news. Okay, inshallah, that today between 2 and 3 will be our brother Suleiman Esop, and with the youth program, and between 6 and 8 with Nat Kirat. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.